Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Two bills aimed at making it more difficult for a woman to get an abortion have passed an Alabama House committee. A public hearing was held in a Senate committee, but no vote was taken on another bill that is seen as a step toward banning abortion altogether. The House Health Committee approved on a voice vote today a bill to allow the state to opt out of providing health insurance for abortions under provisions of the new federal health care law. The committee also approved a bill that establishes new rules for abortion clinics. The Senate Health Committee held a public hearing today on a bill by Republican Senator Phil Williams of Rainbow City that says life begins upon fertilization of an egg and implantation in the womb. The Arthritis Foundation of Central Alabama's Southeast Region is hosting an arthritis walk at the Alley Station in downtown Montgomery Thursday, May 3rd. Regional Development and Service Director Lisa Hemphill says about 1.2 million Alabamians suffer from arthritis.
In the state of Alabama, there's about 5,000 children who have been diagnosed with juvenile arthritis. Our junior honoree is Savannah, and she has a very compelling story because she probably has hurt her entire life but did not get a diagnosis until last year, and she's almost 9 years of age. Arthritis affects the young, the old, every gender, every race. There's no discrimination whatsoever to arthritis, and there's over 100 different forms of arthritis. Some of them are very debilitating.
Hemphill says participants can register on site beginning at 5 p.m. The walk starts at 6 p.m. She expects about 300 to 400 people to participate. Registration information can also be found online at www.arthritis.org. There you will find a link to Montgomery's Arthritis Walk. Hainville Mayor Eleanor Bell says she's grateful her community was selected to be the site of a free medical clinic again this year. She says for the third time, the clinics sponsored by federal and state agencies are providing various services, information, and screenings to her community.
We have high cases of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Just with those three that I just named, if parents are sick, then of course they don't feel like helping the kids with homework. How can they feel like visiting the schools if they're sick? And also actually serving in the community and going to work in the community. So we're also saving thousands of dollars by them being here. The employers are saving thousands of dollars with their work hours being met. And then the patients are saving thousands of dollars with medicine.
Hainville's free medical clinic is located at the town hall on 133 West Lafayette Street. Selma and Demopolis were also selected sites for free medical clinics. All three free medical clinics will run through May 10th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., including weekends. In other news, a Henry County grand jury will review the deaths of two sisters in a house fire in Abbeville. A sheriff official tells the Dothan Eagle criminal charges could be filed in the deaths of 13-year-old Aaliyah Jordan Scoggins and 11-year-old Haley Alyssa Scoggins. The two girls died after a fire burned the house they slept in during the early morning hours of April 16th. The sheriff says the girl's mother wasn't at home when the fire broke out around 3:15 a.m. Authorities say the Alabama State Fire Marshal's Office has declared the fire an accident. He says the cause was linked to either a burning candle or electrical problems. In other news, 50 students will be recognized Thursday evening at the 9th Annual Career Tech Extravaganza in downtown Montgomery. Montgomery Public School officials say all the students will be honored for their technical achievements and 16 programs offered in middle and high schools. The MPS System's Career Tech Teacher of the Year also will be named, and several scholarships will be presented by Trenum State Technical College. The Career Tech Extravaganza starts at 6 p.m. Thursday at the RSA Activity Center on Dexter Avenue. Today, partly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with your highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and your lows in the upper 60s. On your Thursday, thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-80s. Look for a 60% chance of rain. Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies, isolated thunderstorms in the evening with your lows in the upper 60s. And on your Friday, look for partly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of rain, and your highs in the mid-80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.